Some South Sudanese at Rang's transit centers say they received only a one-time cash assistance of 14,000 South Sudan pounds since they arrived in South Sudan. They say hunger is forcing them to make undesirable decisions. 65-year-old Ayula Diang Ajak, a mother of four who lives in Rang's Transit Center 1, says her sister returned to Sudan because of lack of support in Rang.
She went back to Rabek because her previous residence is better than the camp. Although they received 14,000 South Sudanese pounds selling out their clothes to survive, life was still difficult due to lack of assistance. So she opted to return to Rabek, though there are still rumors of imminent attacks.
51-year-old Dut Ngordeng, a father of seven, says it's hard for him to integrate into the South Sudanese communities due to lack of land, shelters, and jobs. He appeals to the government of South Sudan to support families returning from Sudan.
It is difficult to integrate into community because it needs someone to have a land, shelter, and many things, including a job. I feel that I am better than other people. There are people who are vulnerable, like elderly people, without caregivers to support them and cannot even get something to eat. I urge the government to stand with its citizens.
Silva Alkebe, UN's interagency coordinator in Rang, says UNHCR is aware of the voluntary returns to Sudan. She says some families have returned to safe places in Sudan where their relatives live. She says the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, does not interfere with people's choices.
We know that there is returning refugee who goes back to Sudan. And at the end, if they want to go by themselves, we don't stop them. It's not our role and it's voluntary return. It's up to them. We don't intervene there. It's not massive number. We are aware of that. But again, if people decide to go back by themselves, because also many of them, they have family there. They go back to the area which is more safe, or they, let's say we all know that during Eid or Ramadan, they went and come back. So for that, we don't stop them and we are not in position to tell them don't go. It's their choice.
On April 15, 2023, conflict erupted in Khartoum between the Sudan Armed Forces and paramilitary rapid support forces. UNHCR says South Sudan is receiving the highest number of refugees and returnees fleeing the conflict in Sudan. Early last week, the nonprofit group Crisis 24 reported that Sudan's government warned of fresh clashes in Khartoum, Omdurman, Sennar State, South Kordofan State, Al Jazeera, and the Darfur region. The UN says an estimated 7.3 million people have been internally displaced since mid-April 2023, including those who experienced secondary displacement. For VOA News, I am Amer Abramquad, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.